Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rob, usually when we have guests join us on the show, they got a little age. They got a little seasoning. We're very happy to welcome Nick Batters on the show. He's the Omaha Storm Chasers play-by-play broadcaster. Rob, have you seen a picture of this young man? He looks like a pup. If I asked him who's the best player he's seen, he's going to say like Juan Soto or somebody. He's not going to go back in the archives. He's not going to give us a Barry Bonds. He's not going to give us a Daryl Strawberry or something. He's going to say somebody that just started playing about a week ago. Have you seen this young guy? He might be the youngest guest we've ever had on the show. We've had college players on the show. We got a young gun joining us on the show today. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Omaha Storm Chasers play-by-play broadcaster. Nick Batters joins us on the show today. Nick, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Carrington, I'm doing well. I appreciate it. I was thinking about it. The last time that you and I talked, that probably would have been about Bobby Witt Jr. a few years ago. So to answer your question, he might be the best player I've seen in person.
Okay, that makes sense because I'm sitting here looking at it. You look like you're 23, 24 years old. How long have you been doing this?
So this is my 9th season in professional baseball. I mean, I've worked in indie ball, the Australian Baseball League, rookie ball. But this is my 5th year in the Royals organization. I was down at AA Northwest Arkansas for a couple of years. And now this is year 3 for me in Omaha.
Well, congratulations. We're happy to have you on the show today. Nick Batters is the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers. So let's just talk about this. You didn't get a chance to see Jack Caglione for very long while he was there. What was the buzz like? What was the energy like? What was the anticipation for? I mean, he really only got 1 week in Omaha.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I figured he wouldn't be here for all that long. I don't know if I could have predicted 2 weeks. I'm glad I got to see him for a week on the road in Salt Lake City before seeing him at Warner Park. It was a treat. It was fun. I mean, even I kind of talked about it over the course of the week here in Omaha, but when Jack Caglione stepped to the plate, the buzz in the ballpark just sounded a little bit different. And honestly, that was even the case in Salt Lake when we were on the road for his first week at AAA. And that was a fun week because when Jack got to Omaha for his first AAA games, the Angels also promoted their top prospect, Christian Moore. And he was drafted just a couple picks behind Jack last year. So the two of them were making their AAA debuts at the same time. They both had great weeks. And when either of them stepped to the ballpark, you could see that every fan was a little more focused, and rightfully so, because it was a fun couple of weeks.
We were trying to think of how many times the Royals have had a prospect like this. Alex Gordon was a little bit different, his debut, because it was on opening day. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. His debut was also on opening day. So that kind of changes the calculus and the excitement because everybody's excited. It's the first game of the season. You've seen all of these guys come through Omaha. How many prospects have you seen that have anticipated this kind of excitement and intrigue around them?
I can't think of anyone that's had this kind of excitement and intrigue since Bobby in 21, probably. And at the time, I was with the Naturals, so him starting his AA career a little different than Jack getting called up to AAA, and part of it was COVID, and the attendance was constricted at the minor league level to begin 2021. But the excitement on social media, the excitement of the ballpark, I mean, even just seeing the number of kids that want the player's autograph, I really haven't seen anything like it since Bobby. And at least over the last 5 years, these two kind of stand out amongst everyone else.
We had J.J. Cooper on the show yesterday, and he said that he feels Jack Caglione has the best raw power of a Royals prospect since Bo Jackson. You got a chance to see that raw power. What is it like in person?
Oh, it's special. I'm always trying to watch batting practice down on the field. To be clear, like, it's an everyday thing for me. If the Chasers are taking batting practice, I'm down on the down by the cage watching. But it was extra special to be able to watch Jack hit. It sounds cliche, but you know, the ball just kind of sounds different off his bat. It goes a little further. It's hit a little faster. So it was special, especially in Salt Lake. I know none of the home runs that he hit in games in Salt Lake, I think, were elevation aided. I mean, they all would have been out at any ballpark. But batting practice at elevation was especially fun.
A lot of people have discussed his chase rate and swinging on pitches out of the zone. You got a chance to see that as well. He had 9 strikeouts in 12 games. Is that as big of a worry that people have presented it to be?
That's a good question. And for me, it's a little tough to pinpoint because I only had, like you said, about 2 weeks with him. There were definitely a few at-bats where he went down on, say, 3 strikes, and it was chasing pitches out of the zone. But it wasn't as much of an issue as I expected it to be. I was really impressed with how quickly he adapted. I mean, he didn't draw a lot of, I think he drew 1 walk last week, and it was an intentional walk. This is in Salt Lake City. He was intentionally walked once, but he drew some walks this past week. So he seemed to be able to make that adjustment quickly. And really the adjustments were the biggest thing that stood out to me this week. He wasn't chasing as much. He was walking a little more, and he was hitting to the opposite field a little more. And I would imagine, I have no insight, but I would imagine those are the kinds of things that the Royals see as a positive progression, and perhaps why he has warranted an opportunity so quickly in the big leagues.
This feels like this is sort of the gift and a curse of having someone that has that kind of power, especially now in the modern game. Just strikeouts, they don't count as much as they used to. There isn't the stigma around it than it was 20 years ago when it comes to striking out. That it feels like that's a trade that you are willing to take for the raw power that he has.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, you hope the strikeout numbers cut down. But, I mean, he had more runs batted in with Omaha than he did games played. And that was the case in Northwest Arkansas as well. So you look at what he did at the minor league level as a whole this year. he drove in more runs than he played games, and that's always a good ratio to have. So you hope the strikeout numbers go down. You hope the chase and the swing and miss lower a little bit. But, I mean, the strikeout rate was still relatively low with Omaha. I mean, you look at the storm chaser hitters as a whole, and Jack did have one of the lower strikeout rates among, let's say, players that play 10 games. So it's encouraging that the strikeout rate seemed to lower a little bit at AAA, but when you're getting that kind of run production, I mean, there's definitely a trade-off.
Right now, we're talking to Nicholas Batter here for a couple more minutes. He is the play-by-play voice for the Omaha Storm Chasers, not just from the Royals' perspective, because we know they haven't had that many prospects like this. How many prospects have you seen or covered that just ran through the minor leagues so quickly and made it look so easy? We're talking about a guy who played 50 games in the minor leagues if you add his time in Omaha and Northwest Arkansas, and now he's making his major league debut. I feel like it's starting to happen more and more. How many of those guys have you seen? How many of those guys have you covered?
It's definitely becoming more common, and I want to be careful because I don't want to make any comparisons, but in thinking of people that I've seen come through either Omaha or Northwest Arkansas over the last several years, Julio Rodriguez in 2021 stands out. He wasn't with the Arkansas Travelers all that long, and he got up to Seattle pretty quickly. Granted, you know, he had more time in the minor leagues with Jack. I think I was very fortunate we got to see Paul Skeen start last year with Indianapolis against the Storm Chasers. Again, that's a guy who debuted within a year of being drafted, so kind of a similar timeline. That was a fun afternoon. I would have loved to see Omaha have success against Paul Skeens, but it was still a treat to watch, and it didn't wind up all that long after he was facing Omaha. He made it up to the big leagues with the Pirates. Those are a couple that jump out to me. We got a little bit of Pete Crow Armstrong with the Iowa Cubs. He was in AAA a little longer. I'm trying to think. Those are the ones that stand out to me. But we've been fortunate. There have been a lot of top 100 prospects that have come through Omaha over the last few years.
I have to ask you about the defense for Jack Caglione. I believe he's only played 14 games in the outfield so far in his minor league career. So it's not like you or I have a real big sample size of what that looks like defensively. What have you kind of heard? What have you seen about his defensive ability? And for the guys that you've scouted, what is usually the learning curve that it is where you're going to go from being a position player, first baseman type, to now switching to left or right field?
It's interesting. In the 12 games that he played with Omaha, he was in the outfield for 7 of them. Played a few games at first. He DH'd a couple of times. And I think let me pull it up here. He played 7 games in the outfield with Omaha. He caught 6 fly balls in game. So, I mean, it was less than one fly ball caught per game played in the outfield. So it was not only a small sample size of games played, but quite frankly, there just wasn't a lot to work with in terms of evaluation. And that's something that with Rusty Kuntz being around the team the last couple of weeks, I kind of picked his brain a little bit, like, what do you want to see from him? And all of the pregame work that Jack put in, he looked fantastic. I mean, Rusty sung his praises with how he handled everything pregame, but in game's a little different. And it wasn't a big sample size. There weren't that many challenging plays, but he held his own in the outfield. There was nothing that gave me pause for concern. And I'm excited to see what his arm can do in right field, honestly. He didn't have any outfield assists with Omaha. He did have one throw to the plate. It was a close play at home. And the throw was over 90 miles an hour from right field. And when you have outfielders throwing the ball over 90 miles an hour, that's a pretty strong throw. So it's tough to say. And I get the sense the learning curve can be challenging, but he's smart. He's a good baseball guy, athletic, eager to learn, eager to do well, willing to put in the work. So I'm not surprised. That's a position he's played before. It's not like the outfield is the moon to him. But I get the sense that he's adapted pretty well, and it's not much of a surprise to anyone.
Two-part question here. What are you looking for to determine if a prospect is ready? And, I mean, do you think that Jack is ready to handle the expectation, handle major league pitching, handle being a professional big leaguer?
Yeah, everything about the way that Jack conducted himself when he was in Omaha, whether it was with the media, with his teammates, with fans, just watching the way that he went about his business, I'm not surprised that he was called up so so quickly, I think you could say. He kind of just looks like a big leaguer when you watch him walk in the field or when you watch him stand in the batter's box. He looks like a big leaguer. So I do think that I'll be curious to see what the adjustment is to big league pitching. I'm not totally sure what to expect there. There are probably going to be some struggles. I do think there's a good chance he has some success. I do think he's probably ready for the big leagues. It's just tough to say after such a small sample size of the minor leagues in general, even going back to high A quad cities. But with the prospect of his caliber, with the track record of the minors, I would not be surprised if the big league slump or struggles are pretty minor.
Last couple of questions here, Nick, and we appreciate your time. First off, we love asking people for their player comparisons. Do you have one with Jack Caglione? We've heard Pete Alonso thrown out there. We had J.J. Cooper on. He compared him to early Giancarlo Stanton. So we've heard some comparisons. Do you have one? Is there a prospect or player that he reminds you of?
Well, if there's one singular person that he reminds me of, and I'm always a little wary with comparisons, but I think the names that you mentioned are fair. I mean, he's 6'5", 250 pounds, and the players that are that size in the major leagues, whether it's a early Stanton, Alonso, and Aaron Judge is a big guy. I do see similarities in his the power, the contact skills, just the way that he looks on the field does kind of remind me of, I think, those three guys between Alonso, Stanton, and Judge. There are kind of similarities in how they look, but I guess we'll see what he does over the beginning of his major league career, and then maybe the comparisons will be a little more sharp.
Whenever you order a hot dog, I'm only going to give you two toppings. What do you put on your hot dog?
Is it bad that I don't like toppings on my hot dog? I don't think there's anything wrong with a hot, like, you give me a good hot dog and a fresh bun, and I'm happy. I don't need any ketchup or mustard or anything to make it fancy.
You got to have some kind of beverage. How are you washing it down? You're just going just straight raw hot dog. You're not washing it down with anything.
I don't know. It's lame, but I drink a ton of water. Maybe a Mountain Dew every now and again. But I'm a pretty simple guy, all things considered. I know, boring answer, unfortunately.
Whenever you go get bottled water, do you have a certain brand that you try to get?
Now, see, here's the thing. We have in the Storm Chasers press box and front office, really all across all the employee spaces, we have the refillable, like the water tower that's, you know, filters the water. So that's usually what I'm going for, my reusable water bottle, and just going with that. Even at home, I'm probably going to the Brita pitcher before I'm grabbing just a bottle of water.
All right, last thing here. How realistic is the movie Bull Durham? You spent a lot of time in minor league baseball. How realistic is the movie?
You know, I get the sense for at the time it was pretty realistic, but unfortunately now, I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's great for the players, but these guys have it pretty good compared to how it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, now the housing's paid for, the paychecks are a lot more, the road trips are a lot better, because now in the minor leagues we have they don't call it an off day, it's the Monday travel day. So it's going to be very rare that you're flying day of. The buses are a lot nicer. Major League Baseball has all these high standards that teams have to go to for travel, for accommodation, for how the players are treated. So what Bull Durham depicts minor league baseball at, accurate for the time, but it really is night and day between how much Major League Baseball has, let's say, improved the minor leagues over the last 5 years. It is remarkable how much has changed.
Nick, you don't want to say it. These players are getting soft. I'll say it. Go ahead and say it, Nick. I want to put this on awful announcing. Minor league broadcaster says that minor league prospects are getting soft.
Oh, I don't know about soft, but I'll get the old Omaha Royals broadcaster Frank Adkinson emailed me. I think I made some comment on a broadcast about how, oh, you know, it was a tough turnaround coming back, a late night flight and an early day game. It was a late night flight on Saturday, early day game on Tuesday, and I got a fun email from the old Omaha broadcaster Frank saying, oh, you don't know how good you have it, Nicholas. In my day, we played five games in 5 days in four cities. And I do think these guys, look, there's some of them, like, you know, Omaha has, say, MJ Melendez, Nick Prado. They were around in the it's really the pre-COVID days of minor league baseball. But yeah, some of these guys that were drafted in 21, 22, even back to 2020, maybe they don't realize how good they have it now compared to what it used to be.
That is Nicholas Batters joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Omaha Storm Chasers. He got to see Jack Haglione for less than 2 weeks, and now you know what? He is going to make his Major League debut coming up at Busch Stadium later today. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Nick, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the line.
Darrington, I always appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. That is Nicholas Batters joining us on the show today. He covers the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.